Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. The first hour, as is always on the fourth Wednesday of the month, we have Siri in to talk to us. Between 1 and 2, we'll have Cindy McLeish. And then between 2 and 3, it'll be a fascinating interview. It's with Victor Purton. He's an ex-politician, so don't go getting excited. You know, this show's not about politics. It's all about positivity and positive thinking. And I think it'd be terrific to learn a few things from Victor. So great 3 hours coming up. Hope you can stay with us for the 3 hours. But first of all, it's my pleasure to interview Megan. Megan is with Siri Services. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you for having me, Alan.
Not a problem. Now, I've got to ask you, how long have you been with Siri?
I've actually been with Siri for 12 years. The first two was with Morrison's when I was teaching hairdressing, and for the last 10 years I've been a teacher at Siri Community School.
So what is your background teaching? Like, did you start off as a young girl going to uni and teachers' college, or what did you do?
No, I didn't. I actually did an apprenticeship, a hairdressing apprenticeship, and I suppose in a way I was a teacher because I had seven apprentices, and then decided that my love of hairdressing, I decided to pass that on through teaching, and then fell in love with the students at Siri Community School, so went and did a late university degree and became a teacher.
Oh, right. So I don't want to use I don't mean offensive for this, but you're a mature age student rather than...
Very much a mature age student.
No, I'm not saying that. But anyway, all right, so first of all, you're down at the Lilydale campus. So what do you actually do there yourself?
I'm actually a full-time teacher. I teach Senior VCE VM, which is a new program that was released last year to replace VCAL. Yeah. We have four seniors classes and two middle school classes, which are years 7 to 9.
So when you say it replaces VCAL, what's different? Because VCAL was based on trades more so, isn't it, rather than...
It was, and so is the VCE VM. The VM part stands for vocational major. Yep. What they're trying to do is to actually give the VCE students in mainstream schools more choice when it comes to subjects like work-related skills and personal development, literacy and numeracy. So it just gives a more trade-based and work-ready experience for the students.
Right. Does it also, from VCAL... You don't, it's not normally a university course after that, is it? It's normally once VCAL is done, then you more go into an apprenticeship?
Traditionally, yes, but these days there are pathways that students can do, and they may take 1 or 2 years longer, but they can certainly still go onto a pathway towards university.
Yep. And, of course, what we should always mention, and I always try to mention, is because there's so much on the... end-of-year studies in year 12, and so many people get disappointed, but people can go away and do 2 or 3 years actually working at a job or whatever they like and become more of a mature age student too, can't they, and get in uni that way.
They can, and I think also having that couple of years of experience actually looks really good on your resume. Yeah. And with the VCE VM, it's actually an unscored VCE, so there's actually not the end-of-year pressure to complete exams and do SACs and so forth.
No, that makes it better.
It does.
Because some people, or young people, are really good at knowing how to do something, but they're not always so great at putting it down in pen and paper, are they?
Particularly the students at Siri, we have a lot of students that have anxiety, and anxiety is a huge problem when it comes to having to sit tests and exams.
Yep. And of course, one of the things with Siri, and I'm sure you'll tell me that I'm right, is that each of your students have their own learning program, don't they? It's not a case of one case fits all.
Yeah, every single student in our school across four campuses have an individual learning plan where they sit down with their families and the teachers twice a year to get them updated. Yep. And we're hoping that student engagement is going to be greater because they're working on things that they're interested in.
Yep. We all are a lot more interested in something we really want to do rather than sitting down and looking at a blackboard all day, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a whiteboard these days, Alan.
Is it? Oh, well, see, that shows my age. Unfortunately, I should have known that. So, all right. We're going to take a quick break, and then Megan's going to start to tell us about a few of the programs that are going at Syria. And again, I remind you, and I know I say it every time, when towards the end, when you're looking things up, it's CIRE. It's not the Siri on your phone. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with more.
She quit high school to make her fortune in the promised land. She got a job behind the counter in an all-night hamburger stand. She wrote faithfully on to Mama. Now, Mama, don't you worry none. From small things, Mama, big things one day come. It was late one Friday.
I'm talking to Megan from the Surrey Community School, and she's down at the Lilydale campus. I think this is the first time we've had someone in from Lilydale. I know we've had them from Berwick, Yarra Junction, and the new one, but I think it's the first time. Megan, you want to tell us a bit about the Teacher Excellence Program.
Yeah, the Teacher Excellence Program is a fairly new program. It's been running, this is its third year it's been running, and it's run by the Academy of Teaching and Leading, which is a Victorian Government Department of Education. What they actually do is they choose what they say is the top sort of 1 to 3% of teachers in Victoria, and they work together through professional development to actually lift the profile of teachers in the country and give teachers the opportunity to make connections with other excellent teachers so that we can actually share information and make important connections.
So what does the program actually do? They're the objectives. Mm-hmm. How, on a day-to-day basis, what actually happens?
So about once a month, we go into the Teacher Excellence Program, and we actually have we have two different sorts of groups. One of them is disposition, and we work on actually improving our own dispositions by reflection, and we work on areas that we aren't really strong in, and through inquiry and through action planning, we actually build stronger dispositions to actually improve our overall teaching.
Right. That was the first point. You said there was a two-part.
The second part is actually working with teachers that are like-minded. I'm actually in the arts, and I actually, I'm not an art teacher, but I use art in a lot of my literacy and numeracy teaching because I find that it actually works really well with our cohort.
Yep.
So it just teaches us to actually be really creative in our presentation, really creative in our delivery, and it just allows you the opportunity to work with other teachers that use art as an obstacle, or not to remove obstacles.
Right. So when you say you're working with other teachers, only from like-minded schools, schools like Siri, or is it right across the education?
Definitely not. Siri's actually probably one of the few like it in this particular program. Yeah. We're working with all girls ladies schools. We're working with I'm working with Muslim schools. We're working with Catholic schools, independent schools, Department of Education schools. All sorts of schools across the whole of Victoria. There's a really good cross-section.
Yeah, that's good. Do you find that there's a big difference between some of the schools, particularly, I'm thinking, the private schools?
Definitely. Unfortunately, there's a huge push for A's and high scores because they're wanting their students to actually go on to university. And one of the important things that the Teacher Excellence program is actually focusing at the moment is diversity and inclusion. And I'm finding that a lot of the schools that do focus on score don't follow the diversity and inclusion as well as schools like we do.
No, because they're more interested in the final outcome, aren't they? They're not so... Well, I don't want to put it this way, but I suppose I've got to... They're not... Siri and a lot of schools like that are more interested in turning out the whole person, not just to a VCE score.
Yeah, and that's what I've actually found. I'm halfway through the course now, and I've actually found that it's exciting to know that Siri is following best practice, and we are using the latest evidence, and we have a very holistic approach to education, and we are turning out the whole person rather than just an English essay.
That's good. And the other thing we should mention, and I know we've mentioned before, is that with Siri, it's not like in some of the schools where everybody sort of has to do the same sort of thing. Siri has their own program for each child, don't they?
We do have an individual learning plan for each student, and you'll find that every teacher actually writes all of the assessment. We very rarely use something that's already been written. That's a huge difference to mainstream school. We'll connect with our students first before we actually write curriculum, and we'll actually also take into consideration the students' experiences, their interests and their cultures.
Terrific. All right, we'll take another quick break and we're going to be back with more with Megan. Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 26 minutes past 12, still stuck on 14 degrees. We're looking for another 1 degree anyway, so, and then down to 10 tonight, up to 14 tomorrow. And I'm talking to Megan about Surrey Community School, and Megan's down the Lilydale campus. Now, Duke of Education, Duke of Edinburgh, I don't know why I wrote education, Duke of Edinburgh Awards. Tell us a bit about that, please, Megan.
Yeah, we've got one of our senior teachers who is really interested in sport, and because we like to teach holistically at Surrey, the Duke of Edinburgh just really sounded good to him. Right. So we did a pilot trial class last year and it went really, really well, and we've even got students that are actually coming back to get the higher certificate, which I don't know a whole lot about. But part of the Duke of Edinburgh is actually doing volunteering. The students have to actually do volunteering, so they've been cooking for the homeless and they've actually been out and served food to the homeless as well.
Is this with the Surrey van? Because you've got a food van, haven't you?
We have got a food van, but we haven't used the food van. Oh, right. The students have actually been cooking in the classrooms, believe it or not, because we're still building our kitchen at Surrey Lilydale at the moment.
Right.
So they've been doing that, and they've actually been out to the Anglican Church in Croydon and helped serve at the community dinners there.
Yeah.
Part of the Duke of Ed also is having to go on 2 or 3 overnight or longer camps, and they're going to do a couple of overnight camps to get used to it. But one of the big things that they want to do is actually go to Cairns at the end of the year.
Gee, that's a big call.
It's a huge call, but with our students, we work with in a low socioeconomic area, and a lot of our students have never even been out of the state, let alone been on a plane.
Because some of them from Yarra Junction, I think last year, the year before, they went did the Kokoda Trail, didn't they?
There was a couple of students, they were actually from Mount Evelyn, and
they
did the Kokoda Trail, and one of those students actually we raised money for.
Yep.
And interesting you bring that up, because I'd really like to actually talk about the fact that we are looking for any sort of donations. There's also opportunities for sponsorship if you're actually a business and would like to actually sponsor a student. And we've also got a pop-up market coming up in August, and that's only $30 for to actually hire a store.
What's the date in August, please?
The date in August, I think, is the 10th. I did not write that. Yes, it's the 10th of August, Saturday the 10th of August.
Whereabouts?
At Lilydale in the car park. We're going to set it up.
Yeah.
So I can, at the end, I'll give some phone numbers and some websites that we can actually use. But we really do need some people just to help us out with raising funds. We need $10,000, and we're only about of a quarter of the way there at the moment, so it'd be really great if the community could help these students go and do some voluntary work up in Cairns.
And I guess there's two ways. You said dollars, if people are happy to put dollars up. Also, if there are businesses around that want to, I'm sure you'd advertise them somewhere.
Absolutely. Surrey's actually very busy on their socials, and we would definitely be able to actually do some marketing for local businesses. There's opportunities to sponsor one student for $500 or two students for $800. And Surrey would definitely give you some advertising for that.
Yeah. And some of these young people, well, as you say, if they haven't been out of Victoria before, it would be terrible to see them miss the opportunity.
Yeah, it would be, and we're actually collecting cans and bottles at the moment, and every Friday the kids go across to Marketplace and cash in their cans. And believe it or not, they've got over $500, I think, just in cans. So that's happening, and we get bags of cans coming in all the time. So if you actually want to even do that, you can also drop cans off at Lilydale Surrey. But yeah, it'd be really amazing if we could actually get some local donations or some local businesses to actually help sponsor our students.
Well, I guess, and I know we've got quite a few grandparents listening, maybe throw a few dollars at it and get somebody else's child for what to them will almost be a mind-blowing experience to get up to Cairns. So what are they going to do when they get there?
Well, they're going to do some voluntary work, and they're also going to do some, obviously, some fun things as well.
But when you say voluntary work, I'm just trying to get what sort of voluntary
work? They're trying to make some connections to work with the local Indigenous community.
Yep.
So that's all in the wash at the moment. It's actually not my class. It's actually one of my colleagues' classes. So maybe he could come in and talk about it one day.
We're available. All right, we'll take another quick break, and we'll be back with more.
it came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and running, hey, hey. Skipping and jumping. In the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping. And you, my brown eyed girl. Whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
la la dee da, la dee da. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing?
I'm talking to Megan from Cirre Services. Again, I'll say it, it's C-I-R-E. Because at about 1 o'clock, oh no, 5 to 1, have your paper and pencil ready, and particularly if you're a sponsor who wants to sponsor some of these young children to get to Cairns, or young people, I should say, and Megan will give you contact details. So if you have your paper and pencil ready, about 5 to 1, Megan will tell you about it. Megan, you want to talk about some, I know they've been doing some building at Yarra Junction, but you've got some other buildings works going on as well.
We have. We've actually been making a lot of new builds at Lilydale to improve. It was actually a car yard where our school is.
Yeah, I know. It was a Ford dealer, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And the old offices out the front have actually been turned into my beauty rooms. So one day...
Hang on. What are beauty rooms? You need to tell us.
Yeah. So one day a week, the students actually come and do their personal development, and very Cirre-like, we actually get the students to choose a subject that they like to do. And my subject is beauty, and that means...
We're talking hair or
we do hair,
or face
nails,
makeup.
We do makeup, and then we actually learn those skills and then take them out into the community. We've visited aged care, we've visited MARP, drug and alcohol, we've actually worked with the homeless people, just volunteering, making, giving them pamper sessions, making them feel good about themselves.
That's good. Yep.
Yeah. So we've actually put in work. We've put in basins for the students to be able to learn how to wash hair, and we've actually put in mirrors and chairs so that students can actually learn blow waving and
so
styling.
So it's really the same experience if you were at the salon.
Yeah, it is. It's an experience that the students can actually get a few. They can actually get some skills so that they can start to apply for jobs. And we're also teaching vet out of it on a Wednesday. So at the moment, as we speak, there's actually students learning a certificate too in I think it's salon services.
Oh, so, right.
Yeah, which is a pre-apprenticeship.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrific. And you've got some other building too.
Mm-hmm. We're actually having a kitchen put in at the moment because that will be fantastic. We've had all our volunteer cooking that we've been doing for local homeless places. It's all been done in the classrooms in
makes it hard.
Portable fry pans, air fryers, slow cookers. So now we're going to have a kitchen. So when we're actually cooking for 35, 40 people, we'll actually have a functional
make
kitchen.
Make it a bit easier.
It'll make it a lot easier.
Yep.
And the other thing that's really exciting is that we've got we had a great big old shed, which I suppose originally just housed all the cars, and now we've got a beautiful soccer pitch, indoor soccer pitch.
Oh, that'd be terrific.
It's fantastic. Yeah. The kids can go in there and kick the footy and it doesn't hit anybody because the nets keep it all in. We've got awesome woodwork trolleys that can be wheeled about and the students can actually learn how to use tools. And we've got a beautiful new kiln that's just been... that's just arrived.
What sort of kiln? For ceramics?
Yes, it is. It's for pottery and ceramics. Yep. So we have a lot of students that love to be creative and they do that in the art program.
Yep. All right. So you've also got some other things come up apart from the build, because Siri's there to teach young people. So you've got a snow trip coming up.
We have got a snow trip. We've been able to actually get the snow trip so that students who have never seen the snow before can actually go up there.
I've got to be honest, I don't think they miss much because I hate the cold. But anyway, that's just me.
Well, we've got to get them on a bus at 4:30 in the morning.
4:30?
Yes, 4:30 in the morning. And it's amazing how many students who don't like to be at school by 9:30 can make it to the bus at 4:30.
Because they're doing something they want to do.
That's right. So that's a really big day. But there's a lot of students. It's a very expensive thing to go to the snow for the day.
Absolutely.
So we just charge the students $20 and the school kindly subsidises the rest of it. So it's an amazing experience for people who would not normally be able to afford to experience that.
And
the other thing we're doing is school formal. Yep. And believe it or not, the formal is actually organised totally by the students.
Really?
Yeah, I've got a student in my class that's taken charge and there's lots of other ones that are helping. But they're organising all of the lists, they're organising the music, the food, and they're having to liaise with the coordinators of Chateau Wayuna. So that's actually...
Terrific.
Well, it's helping them to learn planning and organising skills.
Yeah, that's terrific. And also... For anybody who's interested, you've got some opening nights coming up.
We have got some open nights. We've got one in Berwick on Tuesday the 14th of August between 4 and 6. We've got one in Yarra Junction on Thursday the 22nd between 4:30 and 6:30. And we've got one in Mombolk, our new campus, on Saturday the 24th of August between 10 and 12.
All right, and you'll give us some contact details. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll have one more break.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Like my mother said, when you gonna live your life right? Oh my.
Just a quick reminder, I'll be here on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit play. Hit parade, 50s, 60s and 70s music. So we'll really get the old place rocking on Sunday night. But I'm talking to Megan from the Surrey Community School down in Lilydale. You want to update us a little bit on childcare, please, Megan?
Yeah, childcare's just got some exciting news with the new learning hub in Yarra Junction opening soon. It's a state-of-the-art centre and the upper level will have consulting rooms and meeting rooms that are actually available for hire. So you could contact Siri to find out more about that. The Earning Learning Service has vacancies for 2024 and 2025, so that's something that you might like to look into. And they're taking enrolments for sessional kindergarten at Churnside Park Kindergarten for next year as well.
Yeah, and people need to start thinking about next year. And I guess also, if we've got listeners or grandparents that think their child might fit in well at Siri, they probably need to start thinking about next year too, don't they?
Definitely. A lot of places are having, they're having their look around soon, their open nights. If you wanted to have a look at any program at Siri, you could actually just make an appointment and you could have a bit of a walkthrough after hours. We're always welcoming people to come and have a look. There are limited vacancies at the Mount Evelyn Learning Centre, but the Churnside Park one, which is not far away, does have some spots available. And they actually have a really beautiful session with the Senior Citizens Club, where they have lunch with them and the senior sits join in with activities. So it's a wonderful opportunity.
They love that. The senior sits would love that.
They do, definitely. And the other program that's really worth mentioning is the Bush Kinder program. All of the early learning services take part in Bush Kinder program. And Bush Kinder, it's an important program that connects children to nature and learns how to protect our natural world.
So where's that, do you know?
They do it in all of... They'd be walking around the local area. It's really cute. All the kids would be holding hands and they'd be walking off into the local area and looking at Indigenous plants and...
With their little fluorescent tops.
Yes.
Yeah, most of them seem to do that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take one quick break and now get your paper and pencil ready because Megan's going to give you all the contact details. And again, I stress, when she's talking about Siri, it's C-I-R-E.
Hi, this is Sandy from Wandon East and you're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
won't survive it.
You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 8 minutes to one. Oh, we've hit the top 15 degrees, and I'll tell you more about the weather straight after 1 o'clock news. I don't think we're going to get much hotter, but anyway, we're talking to Megan from the Surrey Community School down at Lilydale. We've been talking about a lot of things, about their Duke of Edinburgh program, the formal nights coming up, the open nights and all sorts of stuff. But now, if something that we've said has got you excited, maybe you're a parent who thinks your child would fit in well at the school, or maybe you're a grandparent and you want to get some more details all about it, Megan's going to tell them to you right now.
Okay, if you're interested in actually finding out about a position at our childcare, you can email earlylearning, E-A-R-L-Y, learning, at Siri, all one word, at Siri, C-I-R-E, .org.au. Earlylearning at Siri, .org.au. You could also phone our head office as well, which I actually don't have the number written down. If you, sorry, there was a phone number here. The other thing that is really important to us at Lilydale, Surrey Community School Lilydale, is finding some donations and some funding for our Duke of Ed. Yep. And you can ring our Lilydale office, which is 7036 1714. Or you can search Cairns Volunteering Camp on GoFundMe. And there is actually a GoFundMe page, which you can actually do a donation there. Or you can actually phone the number again at Lilydale, 7036 1714, and we can actually organise a donation over the phone or a sponsorship over the phone, and we can organise for you to have a tax deductible receipt.
All right, can I just get that phone number again, please? 9703 7036 1714.
And then there's the information for the pop-up market on the 10th of August at Surrey Community School in Lilydale from 9 till 2, and $30 for a stall.
And, of course, you're no doubt on Facebook under Surrey, C-I-R-E, and Twitter?
I don't know about Twitter, but we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram.
Right.
Yep, I'm on both of those with it.
Mainly. And I think they've all got links too, haven't they?
They have, yes. Yep.
All right, look, we've still got a couple of minutes to go, so we'll just mention this Duke of Edinburgh Award again, because I think that's something that would be a great for the young people to get involved in. We had somebody, I think, from the Guides has did that early in the year. So it's a terrific program, and not only, I think we said this before, it also helps to set the young people up as what I would call well-rounded people, more not only just for education but also for their own citizenship and ability to be a nice person.
Definitely. I think the volunteering aspect certainly takes care of that, and there's a lot of teamwork. So students have to work in a team to be able to do their fundraising and to be able to organise all of the activities.
All right. Now, it wouldn't be a program that I do with Siri without mentioning FICE, which is First Impression
Clothing Exchange.
Clothing Exchange, yeah. And they're up in, or they're down in Lilydale, and they're also up here in Yarra Junction. And the reason behind it is, for ladies to be able to go in and buy really good clothing cheap. It's not an op shop. It's a really nice shop, they tell me. I don't buy any clothes there, of course. But and because it's only for ladies. But also, there are a lot of ladies out there that are getting back into the workforce that never thought they would be getting back into the workforce. And therefore, you know, we say we shouldn't discriminate, but if somebody walks in well-dressed and the next person isn't, they've got an advantage, no matter what we sort of try to think about it. So I always mention it. I think it's a great program, and they can also help you with resume writing. They can help you with some experience working in the shop. So have a look at that as well. First Impression
Clothing Exchange.
Sounds good to me. All right, Megan, look, we've still got a couple more minutes, so is there anything that you want to recap on?
Actually, while we're talking about first impressions, I just want to say what a wonderful group of women actually are involved in that project. Oh. They are always supplying me and my beauty girls with freebies so that we can actually give them when we go out to our volunteer sessions. So our students make show bags and they make homemade candles and soaps and bath bombs, and First Impressions always give us something to put in our show bags, and it's just the nature of the grateful type of people that they are.
Yeah, never been up there.
It's a beautiful shop.
Yeah, you know, I must pop in one day, particularly up at the Yarra Junction, just to meet the people, because I've spoken about it for years, long before I think Yarra Junction... No, it was Lilydale wasn't in existence, because they were down somewhere else, weren't they? Mirrabuck or something.
They were down in Mirrabuck to start
with. That's it. Yeah. So I just think it's a great idea, and I think that and no matter what we say, that you know, we do discriminate a bit, whether we like it or not. So, ladies, feel free to go down there. If you really can't afford anything, I know they'll look after you. And even if you can, I'm told that what you buy is nowhere near the cost, and a lot of the stuff I'm told is new.
It's very good quality. They don't keep anything that's rubbish. It's all good quality.
And I guess if anybody owns a shop, particularly in ladies' wear, who've got some discontinued lines or something, I'm sure they'd be happy to accept them as well. Not junk. Don't go sending down stuff that should go to tip, because otherwise all you do is Siri have to pay money to take the tip, and so all you're doing is ripping them off. So if you've got some really nice clothing that have never been worn or only been worn a couple of times, I'm sure they'd love to see that as well.
Definitely.
Megan, thank you for coming in. It's the first time you've been with us. You haven't walked out during the hour, so we mustn't have been too bad to deal with.
Oh, thank you for having me. You made it easy.
No worries, thanks.
9703
1714. I couldn't read my own writing. Anyway, so give it a look, or Siri, C-I-R-E, Google it, and I'm sure you'll find their website. Or same thing with Facebook, have a look. And this time next week, next month, we'll have somebody in from Siri again to tell us all about their great program. Gus, if you're listening, hello. Thanks, Megan.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.